Anyway, thank you so much. I just wanted to briefly welcome you from behalf of UC San Diego Health Sciences and tell you how delighted we are to have you all. This is a standing room only crowd. This is the most exciting time in the revolution in medicine. And cancer medicine is leading the way. I don't know if that was true in the past. I think it was like cardiology or nephrology. When I was in medical school, it was definitely nephrology. They were the people, most innovative people. But it's clearly cancer now. And it's based upon largely personalized medicine and the idea that patients' diagnosis and then therapy is directed specifically at the patient, driven by new biomarkers and new insights into the genetics. However, what's impressed me even more than just the idea of initiating therapy based on personalized medicine is what I've learned from Kat Jamieson and Kelly Frazier, that you actually can make mid-course corrections based upon real-time analysis of sequencing and of changes in biomarkers. So a patient's entire course is very personalized now in a way that's unprecedented, and certainly not true in my field in gastroenterology. But given that, given the amazing excitement, there's also a very stressful time because, as you all know, the state of California is not such a reliable partner anymore for the University of California. And I think it's also going to be some rough times with the funding for the NIH. So how are we going to take advantage of all the great science despite these setbacks? And I think this is the type of forum that's going to let this happen, that new relationships between academics and industry are going to be the model, the new paradigm for how you do exciting biomedical research in the future. And that's why I'm so happy to see this room full and to have all my colleagues, both from industry and from academics, interacting, both to share science, to tell about all the exciting, cool stuff that's going on, but also figure out how to advance that so it actually will lead to improvements in patient care. So I think this is the new paradigm. This type of interaction is a new paradigm going forward for biomedical sciences. So I'm so pleased that Dennis Carson thought about this, and then all his colleagues have supported it, and that you're all here today. So thank you very much.